Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Stuart Smythe, a professor in the Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics at the University of Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Smythe.
My pleasure, Bruce. Thank you for the invitation.
You were part of the team that conducted an impact assessment entitled From Research to Results, Measuring the Impact of Pork Research in Canada, which evaluates the economic, innovation, and sector-wide impacts of pork sector research investment in Canada. First of all, a little background. What prompted this impact assessment, and what were its primary objectives?
So this is a requirement from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada as part of the growing forward, or I guess it's the SCAP funding from 2023 to 2028. Every funded project within that five-year time period has to complete an economic impact assessment for Ag Canada sort of midway through the five-year term. And the swine innovation pork, from our understanding, was one of the first ones to undertake this exercise. And the results have now been shared in an online presentation with officials inside of AAFC.
Who was actually involved in the study, and in what capacities?
Sure. So I have two colleagues, Peter Phillips, who's Professor Emeritus at the University of Saskatchewan, and David Castle, who's a professor at the University of Victoria. We were the three research leads on this, but we also relied on some research staff that work with me, Claire Williams and Judson Christofferson. Both are former master's students under my supervision. And so they were the ones that pulled a lot of the data together, helped to undertake some of the analysis, and then contributed to producing the basic structure of the report.
In terms of pork sector related research, what types of work is being conducted, by whom, looking at what aspects of pork production, and who typically conducts that research and where?
It's really a network, Bruce, spread pretty much from right across the country. We classified the research as to falling into a number of key sectors, sort of the lead ones being looking at the health of livestock. So, you know, how to reduce the likelihood or the presence of diseases. Also looking at the nutrition side of things, you know, what, you know, how can the nutritional profile of feed going into swine be improved? Looking at the quality of the pork then that gets processed. And then there was also a significant component looking at animal welfare side of things, and then some additional on the technology, some on the building structure to different environmental requirements. So that was sort of the broad overview of what was undertaken. But we found then that this research was being done by research, you know, over 200 researchers spread from Alberta all the way through to Nova Scotia. So we had examined this over the period of 2010 to 2023. And during that 14-year period, we identified 72 research projects that had been funded through the Swine Innovation Pork research program.
What specifically was examined and evaluated as part of the impact assessment, over what time frames, and looking for what?
Yeah, so we used that period from 2010 to the end of 2023 to look at what were the impacts of national swine research that had been funded through partnerships with Swine Innovation Pork. So we identified that over that 14-year period, about $50 million was invested in research across the country, which generated around $225 million in economic benefits, generating a return on investment of about 30%. So a pretty significant sector and economic contribution to both provincial and the national economies.
What is the significance of those findings?
I think that probably the most significant takeaway, Bruce, is just the importance of having strategic and targeted research, a national research program. We identified that much of this research helps to provide a risk management strategy. So we're seeing improvements in animal welfare, improvements in nutrition and livestock health. So it's really coming more apparent that this strategic research approach is providing benefits to all pork producers across the country, but by reducing the amount of overlap that exists between potential funding organizations. And it certainly is I think some of the specific research case studies that we looked at. As an example, one of the studies looked at the biosecurity around livestock transportation and the controls that needed to be put in place to ensure that trailers were sterile every time a new shipment of pigs were going into that trailer. So those are the kind of things that, they're not a great big glossy headline on a newspaper, but those are the things that are, fundamentally important to pork producers right across the country.
Looking specifically at returns on investment, what types of returns did you see? How long may we expect the results of this research to yield dividends, and how, and what's the significance of that?
So we found that the benefits have been increasing a little bit over the last decade plus. We're seeing that producers have invested around $8.5 million out of the $50 that has been invested. So there's definitely an opportunity for producers to consider leveraging their investments to secure longer-term provincial and federal funding. We estimate that the average hog farm over this period of time invested about $1,800 per hog farm, and that produced a return for these farms of just shy of $9,000. So a very good return on investment, an 8-to-1 ratio. So for every dollar that was invested by farmers, leveraged them $8 in value. So I think there'd be an opportunity with some of the changing landscape around federal funding for agriculture for the swine sector to say, look, if we're willing to, increase our investments by a percent, what can that leverage in terms of more stable, more long-term support from particularly the federal government through some of the Ag Canada programs, or alternatively through provincial opportunities. So in this is, the uncertainty around the future of funding for all sectors of livestock research, I think it's important that the message be conveyed that yes, Canada is a global leader in terms of swine research, But we're only as successful as the amount of funding that goes in. And if we're looking at reducing our amount of funding, so as an example, the Swine Research Center at Lacombe has been identified as one of the research centers to be closed by Ag Canada. That increases the risk potential of having a significant decrease in future swine innovation, swine technology, because if something happens to the remaining swine research center in Sherbrooke, Quebec, if there's an issue there or a disease outbreak, then the federal research capacity essentially goes to zero for a period of time until those issues can be rectified.
In terms of future returns on investment, what may we see as a result of previous research, and what are the factors there?
I think we're seeing some really exciting changes in terms of disease. So we're seeing the federal government and the CFIA just approving virus-resistant pigs. So that's going to have a significant positive impact on producers. It's going to reduce it's going to improve animal welfare because virus-resistant pigs will be healthier. It will reduce the amount of feed required to get pigs to a market weight. So these are the kind of area, this is an example of where innovation is so important to keep moving the needle forward to ensure that, as Canadian consumers, we're getting, safe, nutritious, high quality pork. But the reason we're able to get that high quality pork is due to the investments that have been made over the past 15 years. So ensuring that those investments continue and preferably increase really are going to go a long way to benefiting not only the pork producers in Canada, but all of us as consumers.
Who actually does reap the benefits from this work and how?
I think it predominantly comes to producers. We're seeing improvements in swine health. We're seeing improvements in feed conversion ratios, animal welfare issues. So certainly the producers are capturing the majority of the benefits. But because there's been a lot of research on improving the quality of pork meat and communicating some of the important aspects around the quality of pork, the health from integrating pork as a regular part of household diets or grocery purchasing. I think there is a significant portion of benefits that do come to consumers, but in a lot of cases, those benefits don't really get recognized. But we were able to identify that, there has been a significant increase in consumer demand for pork over this time period that we were looking at.
Why is it considered so important for pork sector stakeholders to be aware of and involved with research initiatives being conducted on their behalf?
I think the main reason, Bruce, is that right now, federal agricultural funding is in a bit of a transition. I'm not sure there's a significant innovation or research strategy within the federal government as to how to proceed. This seems to be the cuts to Ag Canada seem to be much more of a fiscal nature than some kind of a designed research strategy. So I think it's imperative that farmers be aware of the value and the importance of swine research, not only for Canada's agriculture sector, but also in the benefits it provides to consumers across the country. And so as the summer period is coming up and politicians are back in their ridings, it provides farmers with an excellent opportunity to have, those one-on-one conversations or to invite their MP or MPs from their area to agriculture events to have discussions and to talk about the contributions of pork research to the Canadian economy and the Canadian food supply system.
How can anyone interested in the report From Research to Results, Measuring the Impact of Pork Research in Canada, get more information?
Because this report was commissioned by the Swine Innovation Pork, the best way for people to get more information is to go to their website. I know they have some stuff posted there, but it would also be possible to email them directly to see if there is additional information that could be secured by contacting them directly.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think the swine sector is in a strong position right now. They have an opportunity to say, look, as an industry, if we agreed to putting in a little bit more funding and securing that for the next 5-year negotiating period is starting for funding from 2028 to 2033. Those negotiations will be beginning this summer. So the swine industry is in a good situation to say, look, if we agree to increase the producer funding for swine research by X percent, what does that leverage at a federal commitment? Would the federal government agree to stabilize funding or to increase funding? So I think there's a real opportunity here in the next 6 months or so for the swine sector to say, look, we're willing to come to the table, step up, do a little bit more funding of research from our side of the table. What will the federal government offer to match that?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Stuart Smythe, a professor in the Department of Agriculture and Resource Economics at the University of Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.